אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom Australia. Staff Sergeant Jonathan Granot, 22 of the Nahal Brigade, was shot in the head in a military accident on Tuesday night and died of his wounds on Friday morning. His lungs were transplanted to a man in his 60s whose lungs were destroyed by the coronavirus. A transplant was seen as the only way for him to survive. The operation was the first lung transplant for a COVID-19 case in Israel. Police on Thursday and Friday nights dispersed hundreds of Purim parties and events around the country where revelers gathered against health regulations and in violation of a nationwide curfew. An 8:30 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. curfew was part of a broader list of restrictions that were in place from Thursday evening until this morning. Under the curfew rules, Israelis were barred from travelling more than a kilometre, only essential businesses could open, and parties and hosting guests at home were banned. For Shushan Purim, celebrated today in Jerusalem, public transport into the city has been restricted, and police are patrolling ultra-Orthodox neighbourhoods where large gatherings usually take place on Purim. There is concern that Purim celebrations will lead to another spike in coronavirus cases. The next stage of restriction easing from the national lockdown is due to take place on March 7th. But if case numbers remain high and the healthcare system is once again overwhelmed, reopening plans will be delayed. 4.65 million of Israel's 9.2 million have had at least a first dose of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. 3.27 million have had the second dose too. Israel sent a request last week to the Palestinian Authority and the Jerusalem Muslim Waqf asking that the Israeli government be allowed to open a coronavirus vaccination station in the Temple Mount area. But the request was rejected. The station was meant to be a step towards improving the low vaccination rates amongst the Palestinian-Israeli population. Two Israeli men in their 20s with no pre-existing health conditions died of COVID-19 within hours of each other on Thursday. Razi Zoabi, 23, from Nazareth, and a 26-year-old from East Jerusalem, both collapsed in their respective homes, were hospitalized in critical condition, and shortly afterwards died in hospital. The Justice Ministry said on Thursday that Israel has halted plans to ship surplus coronavirus vaccines to a group of friendly nations. Authorities are examining whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had authority to order the transfer of 100,000 vaccine doses to numerous countries. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit said he had received a number of requests to review Netanyahu's decision, including from Netanyahu's National Security Advisor Meir Ben Shabbat. Defense Minister and Alternative Prime Minister Benny Gantz called for a halt in the shipments, saying Israel's stockpile of vaccines is the property of the state. Two families who arrived on a flight to Israel from New York on Wednesday had forged their entry permits and will be deported. In a separate incident, officials are investigating claims that a passenger on a different El Al flight from New York, which was later discovered to be carrying 11 travelers infected with the coronavirus, had provided forged test results before boarding the plane. Israel has reintroduced compulsory hotel quarantine for the small number of those allowed to enter the country. But the health ministry is launching a pilot program to allow returnees from abroad who do not want to quarantine at government-run hotels to isolate at home, using an electronic bracelet that will monitor their location to ensure they're adhering to health ministry guidelines through their two-week quarantine period. An Israeli-owned cargo ship in the Gulf of Oman anchored in Dubai yesterday morning after a blast on Friday forced the vessel to head to the nearest port. The MV Helios Ray had nearly entered the Arabian Sea before it turned around and began heading back towards the Straits of Hormuz. The Bahamian-flagged cargo ship carrying vehicles was in transit from Saudi Arabia to Singapore. Israeli officials say they believe Iran was responsible for the explosion, which did not disable the ship or injure its crew of 28 members. Police fired rubber-coated bullets, tear gas, stun grenades and water cannons as they clashed with hundreds of demonstrators in Umm al-Farm on Friday. Umm al-Farm residents have been holding weekly demonstrations against violence and organized crime and the failure of law enforcement to deal with them for nearly a month and a half. Since the beginning of 2021, 21 Arabs have died violently inside Israel. At least 35 protesters were injured during Friday's protest, including jointist MK Yusuf Jabarin, who was hit in the back with a rubber bullet. Umm Farm Mayor Samir Subih Mahmid, who accompanied Jabarin, was also struck by officers and received medical treatment. At least 11 of the protesters were hospitalised. 8 police officers were lightly injured by demonstrators hurling stones at them. The government on Monday approved a 162 million shekel compensation plan for the families of the so-called Yemenite children. The issue involves over 1,000 families, mostly from Yemen but also from other Middle Eastern countries, who allegedly had their children kidnapped from Israeli hospitals and were put up for adoption during the 1950s. Though the state expressed regret and understanding for the suffering caused to the families, there is no official apology for what remains one of the most controversial and sensitive issues in Israeli society. A poll released on Thursday night indicated that if elections were held now, Likud would win 27 seats, a significant drop from the 36 seats the party currently holds in the Knesset. Second to Likud would be Yesh Atid, led by MK Yair Lapid, with 18 seats. Then Tikva Chadasha, led by Gideon Saar, with 13. Naftali Bennett's Yamina, with 11 seats. The Joint List, 8. Shas and United Torah Judaism, 7 seats each. Yisrael Beitenu, 6. Labour, 6. Meretz, 5. Kahol Levan, 4. Religious Zionism Party, 4. Arab Israeli Party, Ram, 4. This puts Bennett's Yamina in a position to tip the balance against Netanyahu's bloc, but not enough weight to give the right-wing bloc a majority. The poll also showed that 37% of Israelis preferred Netanyahu for prime minister, 21% chose Lapid, 14% Saar, and just 9% Bennett. 58% of Israelis say they don't want Netanyahu to continue as prime minister, 33% said they do want him, and 9% said they don't care. The opening of the evidentiary stage of Prime Minister Netanyahu's corruption trial was delayed until after the March 23rd elections. The 3-judge panel issued a statement late on Monday saying the proceedings will begin on April the 5th and take place 3 days a week. The Environmental Protection Ministry launched a major operation on Wednesday to take two biological treatment facilities or to appropriate landfill sites 1,200 tons of tar and contaminated waste scraped so far from the country's beaches in an ongoing cleanup following a huge spill that severely contaminated most of Israel's Mediterranean coastline. The oil disaster became evident just over a week ago after stormy weather and the washing up on the southern coast of Israel of a dead juvenile fin whale. 5 of the 10 tankers that were in the area to which the oil spill that caused the disaster has been traced, about 50 kilometers offshore, are still under suspicion and investigation. 160 kilometres of beaches affected out of 195 of the Mediterranean coastline. As a precautionary measure, the Health Ministry on Wednesday indefinitely banned the sale of fish and seafood from the Mediterranean. International Aguna Day was marked on Tarnit Esther on Thursday to stand in solidarity with women whose husbands refused to grant them a divorce. This is Peter Jones Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.